So in general, we have to know about karet. Karet is a punishment that the Torah gives for all kinds of prohibitions. The Torah says a person will get karet. And what exactly is karet? We don't know exactly. It means that a person is going to die young. How young, we're not sure. Depends on the person, depends on the circumstance. It could mean he'll die at 20 or at 30. He won't reach an old age. But at what age he'll die, that's unclear. And the karet could also mean, and definitely does mean in with regard to certain things, that one's offsprings will also die young. It also means that a person is going to be cut off from the world to come. So karet is on many levels. Sometimes there are families where everyone dies young. So we're not here to judge them. But this concept of karet is that the person will die young, as will his offsprings. Karet is a punishment that the Torah gives for quite a few prohibitions. Not one, not two, many. What happens if one erred by mistake and he did an issur karet? For example, a person is prohibited from living with his wife when she is a nida. She is a nida from her onset until she has 7 days of cleanliness, 7 days where she has seen nothing. During those 7 days, she checks herself, and at the end of the 7 days, she goes to mikveh. If one by mistake was with his wife and he didn't know she was a nida, there was a mistake, they got confused, something happened, what's he supposed to do? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses again what happens if a person by mistake did an iser kares, meaning him and his wife were both drunk, they were both out of it, they went to sleep, and they wake up and they find themselves together, and they know they just did something that was prohibited. She's a nida. They shouldn't have done what they just did. Somehow it happened. Their beds were separated the way they should have been. They did everything they should have. But somehow, they wake up in the morning and they find out they did something wrong. So, says the Ramah, they should fast for 40 days.
Fast for 40 days.
40 days.
40.
Right. 40. The lead in the nights in between. They don't have to be 40 consecutive days. They could take every week 2 days, every Monday and Thursday, fast until they reach 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days. And on the night before their fast, they shouldn't eat meat or wine. And if... What?
It's quite lean.
Okay. And then they have to work on doing tshuva.
Okay.
This isn't... It's not over with the fast. They have to work on doing tshuva and work hard at it. And then they can attain atonement. We're talking about a situation where they did it by mistake. They did what they could, and they still found themselves that they had transgressed. They went to sleep each one on their own bed. They were drunk. They didn't have reason to expect this is what would happen. When they wake up in the morning, they discover it happened. We're not talking about a situation where they got carried away. That's a totally different situation. That's not shogi. That's a situation where they did an avera on purpose. They let themselves get carried away. Here we're talking about a situation where it was without their control, a situation where they couldn't have expected it. The situation that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is that a person is with his wife, and while they're together, she tells him, "Uh-oh, I just started menstruating," and he had no reason to suspect this minute she'd start. So it's not his fault, he didn't do anything wrong, and nonetheless he needs atonement. In that situation, so the Ramah says he should fast 40 days. That's the situation where what could he have done differently? And even so, that's the first step of gaining atonement. Beyond that, he still has to do tshuva. It's not enough to fast.
Is there teshuva for sleeping with a girl that isn't Jewish, or sleeping with anybody you shouldn't, like you put it, thank you, that was a good thing. Is there teshuva? I know teshuva is when you do something wrong and you didn't know you did something wrong, so you can forgive him. But let's say he knows he's wrong and does it anyway.
So but yes, there's the doors of teshuva are never closed.
They're never closed, but he was that time that he shouldn't have done it. But he knew he was wrong. He knew he wasn't Jew. Jewish, and it's prohibited to sleep with her, but he does it anyway. Even though later on, he maybe one day will truly regret it, but he knew at that time he shouldn't have.
So we find in the Torah that people do tremendous sins and they could do tshuva. David HaMelech sinned, he was able to do tshuva. We find that big people teach us that a big person isn't someone that doesn't err, it's someone that can do tshuva, that can correct their sins. Throughout our history we have people who erred and they did tshuva. Our job is to try and ensure that we don't err, and when we do, because we're human, so then we have to do tshuva.
Question. Kind of a personal question too. Before I came to Judaism, I had a different life.